Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. During this presentation, we will attempt not to break any glasses, but we will point the way towards breaking some barriers. I thank the officers for allowing this slight departure from normal procedure to allow us to bring to you greetings from some of our international members in the form of a joint presentation on past work and future work in an area of considerable importance to all of us here and to blind and partially sighted people generally. And that is in work aimed at realising the right to read. Shortly after I checked into my hotel here on Sunday morning and overcome the barrier of working out how the remote control worked on my combined television and radio, I started listening to a review, a literary review program on SAFM, a Sunday afternoon program of 3 hours, and I commend them for devoting 3 hours to books, which was looking at this month's bestsellers and suggesting possible books as Christmas gifts. One book which was reviewed was South Africa, The History of Our Future, South Africa in the year 2014, written by the authors of South Africa, The Good News, and its sequel, South Africa, More Good News. I found myself thinking not only that I would like to read this book, that I'm sure there are many blind and partially sighted people in South Africa who would like to read this book. And I found myself wondering whether it was available and hoping that it would be available in Braille and audio and customised print before 2014. Now, of course, this individual title may well already be available for all I know, but I'd be pretty confident that most of the books reviewed on that programme are not, may never be, and won't be for some time. If I am wrong, then South Africa is miles ahead of the rest of us, because throughout even the industrialised world, there is an immense shortage of published material that is accessible in a format that can be read by blind and partially sighted people. Recent research in the United Kingdom has indicated that no more than 4.5% of titles published ever find their way into an accessible format. There are a range of solutions to overcome this problem and to realise the right to read. Some are financial, some are technological, and some are administrative, and some of those will be touched on shortly. But some problems are legislative, and this is where our work on the inappropriate use of copyright restrictions, our work to overcome copyright barriers, is relevant. Colin Lowe described this in some detail this morning. I won't repeat very much of what Colin said, but it is worth updating the Assembly on developments since our reports were written for this Assembly last summer. The Standing Committee on Copyright at the World Intellectual Property Organization, the United Nations agency that deals with these issues and with whom we have been working in the past 4 years, agreed as a result of an initiative from the government of Chile, and I congratulate Chile on this, that in future it will be focusing much more attention on the question of exceptions to copyright for disabled people and for education and for libraries. And so the scene is set at the international level for much more concentrated campaigning work in this area. The main achievement as a result of our lobbying at this world body is the production of a draft law which can be shown to those governments whom we are advising and will be shown to WIPO by governments that seek advice. A draft copyright law that stresses the importance of national exceptions in every jurisdiction and outlines the basic features of such exceptions to copyright in favour of blind and partially sighted people, and a draft law which addresses the issue of the exchange of rare, great, much wanted accessible material between jurisdictions, a way of overcoming the practical problems which we so often face of not being able to obtain material produced in one country because we happen to live in another. Simply by adding importation rights to your copyright exception, this problem can be solved. So, for the next 4 years, on the copyright front, we'll be working certainly at the international level. And if we succeed further at the international level, it will be because in the future, as now, members of this organisation will have lobbied their national governments before they get to meetings in Geneva. I've greatly appreciated the support from WBU affiliates in the past 4 years. I'm sure I will get it again in the future. But we are also calling on you to campaign locally to introduce or improve exceptions to copyright in the laws of your country, and we can support you in doing this. In this work and in many other areas, we have increasingly shared platforms with the International Federation of Library Associations and with the DAISY Consortium. And it is in that spirit that we come to you today to talk about copyright, but now to go on to talk about other aspects of achieving the right to read. And I'd now like to pass the microphone to the Secretary of the Libraries for the Blind section of the International Federation of Library Associations, Helen Brazier. Helen.